Welcome to episode 30 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show is the second of my series surrounding this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Those of you who listened last week will know that I was on the road, making preparations ahead of the event. Well, I have to say, it was a really excellent event this year, even bigger and even better than last, and I produced some really nice pictures which will by now be on the picture desks of various magazines and organisations around the world. This week's podcast then features a short recording made live the night before the first main day. The fireworks were playing out overhead, high above the central display of Goodwood House, and I had to think quick on my feet to capture the colour and the action as it happened. Now, a quick warning, this is a pretty noisy recording this week. The fireworks started around 5 minutes 50 and continue for about a minute, so you might want to check the volume and turn it down slightly if you have sensitive ears. With that said, let's pick up the action as I set up my tripod and wait for the fun to begin. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 30. It's just about 10:05 in the evening. I'm on location at Goodwood in West Sussex, and we're waiting now for some fireworks, firework display. What I've got in front of me here is, I've got my camera on a tripod. It's my D3 with 24-85, and in front of me is Goodwood House with the central display, which is actually this year from Jaguar. I also have my good friend Matt Sills making faces at me in the foreground, and another photographer friend just off to one side, so all being well, they actually won't appear in my pictures. So what I've got here is this framing. I'm going to make sure that the camera is on the AF selector switch here. I'm going to just adjust the tripod so that the camera locks onto the central display, which is I think it's something like a D-type Jaguar. It's I don't know what it's made of. I assume it's some sort of a composite plastic or something. Quite an impressive structure. So I'm just selecting that as my focal point, and I'm just going to hold the focus. I'm going to recompose. So I've got all of the house there, and then I'm locking up the tripod head. So that's nice there. One thing I want to do is this display is actually the frame, as it were, to the firework display. So what I want to do is make sure that I've got not a lot of foreground. There's grass, the lawn in front here. Don't want too much of that in the frame. So what I want to do is just angle the camera so I've got a little bit of grass, but then lots of sky above Goodwood House. So I'm going to lock the tripod head up like that. And now that's in position, I'm actually going to set the camera onto manual because I've already got my focal point and I don't want it to change. So they're just doing some lighting tests at the moment, seeing how they're lighting up the central display. Ordinarily with fireworks, you'd want a remote release so that you don't have physical contact with the camera, so you don't have camera shake. But of course, that's one thing I haven't brought with me. It's always the way. But that's no problem because I can sort of preempt and guess on the on the fireworks as they happen. Once they release, I can press the shutter with a 2 second time delay, and by the time the fireworks go up, it's a bit hit and miss anyway with fireworks, but there's enough space in the framing to actually let them record as I want. So I want to do a quick test shot for, as I say, for my framing and what have you. I could do a quick test shot actually. I'm shooting it as it stands at the moment, which is not how I'm going to be shooting later, because the sky is, we've not long had sunset, so it's still blue in the sky, but of course it's going to be getting darker and darker. Just for composition, I just want to look here. This is telling me f8 and 3 seconds, so we'll just do a quick test, and the shutter's released, and then there it is. And that should be just about 3 seconds, and that's really nice. Of course, that the Goodwood House is a semi-silhouette, but really nice on the sky. So I like that composition. That's going to be really nice. So there's not really a lot more I can do at the moment. I'm going to do just a few shots as I'm here while I'm waiting. When they light up the central display again, they've turned all the lights off at the moment, but that is looking rather nice. I can't see how I would really want to change this, quite honestly. We've got the central display to the left as I look at it, which is framing that side. We've got some trees to the right, and that's looking really nice. So hopefully that is going to be really nice with some fireworks. We'll just wait and see. So we've got some rousing music, and we've just heard that the central display is actually 28 metres of steel tubing that makes up the Jaguar. So what I'm going to do is, still at F8 and the levels have really changed here, I'm actually going to release the shutter, which is, we've got fireworks and bursts coming in front of us here, which is really nice. That's a little bit too much, so I'm having to work quick here, so I'm going to take the aperture right down to F3, and that's only, oh, that's much nicer, really nice. But where we've got the smoke coming up in front of the in front of us, it kind of creates a bit of a cloud. I'm gonna have to up the ISO because there's so much movement and so much light. So just, that's it. That's better. Okay, I'm gonna just make it ISO 2000 here because of all these fireworks. I'm just gonna keep on shooting here. Here we go. Yeah, there's so much light. I'm just gonna skip through the pictures while we're waiting to see what's happening. Yeah, see, we're not getting the sort of, I mean, these are nice, but it's just not creating the sort of shots that I want because of this white smoke that is diffusing the lights. But let's see. That's better. Here we go. So I'm just going to keep on shooting now. It's all I can do is just wait and see. Ah, that's working better. We've got all these. You can probably hear we've got these rockets going off. Fantastic. The central display is bathed in light now, so that's kind of the details sort of burning out a little bit. But all I'm doing now is just keeping on shooting, and it's a bit hit and miss to some degree. I'm just going to hold back because I'm waiting for the bigger rockets to go over the top, because all of this that you can hear now, these fireworks are just creating, here we go, creating a lot of extra light around the central display. So I'm just going to keep going. No doubt you heard that. So I'm just keeping shooting here. I'm actually going to take off the timer. I think actually that may have been it. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to get an extra shot. No more fireworks at the moment. Just the odd bits of firework falling around us. There's a really nice, the central display is just lit blue and green now. What I'm going to do is actually take the, let's see, take the ISO right down, ISO 200. In fact, no, let's put it back to ISO 640, somewhere in the middle. We're going to go to F8. Excellent. Here we go. You can probably hear the cars. There's a car display in the background. Everyone's moving forward. Is I'm going to move the camera around. There's really not much light in front of us, so I'm just going to see if I actually do get anything. I'm going to set the, really thinking on my feet here, ISO 6400. I need to set the focusing back. So let's see what's going on. So you might find that I'm a little bit quiet here, just while I wait to see what's going on. Okay,
just stood on some hay bales here, so... it's a little bit shaky. I'm not sure what's happening with this car display here. In fact, I'm just gonna look around. I don't think actually there's gonna be much that I'm gonna be photographing at the moment, so I just can't actually see where it's so dark now. Got the car here, which is sort of a Le Mans style cars. But where it's so dark, there's actually no way of seeing. I was going to set the camera to F4, and we're on ISO 6400, so I'm really not expecting anything to come of this, quite honestly, because it's so dark. Just the streets of the car. Okay, so I've actually got something that's more than I was expecting. Very, very noisy image. But that's okay.
Now, I know a lot of you might have a very different approach to shooting fireworks, and of course there's no definitive right or wrong way to approach the subject. The D3 handles very well at high ISO settings, which is why I was able to set it where I did. That said, every photographic situation does, of course, call for selective refinements. If your camera is not so sensitive, there's no reason why you can't adjust your technique and shoot at a lower ISO. As ever, it's a matter of trial and error to begin with, and you have to find out what works for you. That's when personal preference starts to come into play. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, of course, I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. You can check out the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.